Would you please repeat after me? Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
I need ears to hear.
I need eyes to see.
And a heart to perceive.
How I can be maturing.
And the process is ongoing.
Amen?
Amen.
I tried to give this message in a different way, but the Holy Spirit said it was all right the way it is. So if you need to, you can go to the website from Dutch Sheets, because that's what you're going to hear about today. Seeds for becoming who you are. As a father to this generation, I thrive on helping others realize and fulfill God's dream for them. When imparting life lessons to emerging world changers, I always emphasize that we can fully embrace our identity in Christ only when we willingly participate in the process God has designed for our success. Say, it's a process.
It's a process.
And I'm learning.
And I'm learning.
Amen?
Amen?
It is good to desire growth, change, maturity, and result, but we frequently want results without embracing the process that will yield them. In the same way that we long for the finished product, we also need to undertake and embrace a passion for the path, the journey to our completion. We cannot expect to be overnight legends in the faith. Did you hear that? We cannot expect to be overnight legends in the faith. Close your eyes. Say, I cannot expect to be an overnight legend in the faith. You know why? Because those expectations can drive you right up into the wrong space. A life of obedience necessitates conforming to God's means, His process, just as much as to His end or ends, the finished product. If we continue abiding and abiding and abiding, it will happen. The truth will make you free. So, shall my word be which goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. That's Isaiah 55:11. So you might kind of keep that in mind. Your words coming out of your mouth from His word will transform what's going on inside of you and I. Seeking a permanent change. How many like that idea?
Amen.
Seeking a permanent change. Several years ago, the Lord spoke something to me that was one of the greatest revelations I've ever received. I was talking to Him about why the Word wasn't working inside of me. Truth be told, I was complaining. Now, that never happened to you, but it's happened to me. I've complained because I didn't see the progress I wanted to see. About seeking a lack of fruit in my life. I'd sat under countless great teachers, listened to all the right tapes and CDs, read all the classic books, and all I heard was how I was supposed to be victorious in every area of my life. How many can say amen?
Amen.
With pure heart motives for being greatly used by God, I aimed to be the best Christian I could possibly be. Oftentimes along this quest, I would leave powerful church services and prayer meetings high on hope. How many can say amen?
Amen.
That I now had what I needed to finally see permanent change. But a few days later, you guessed it, I was the same. Nothing had changed. I was back to the old me, and I wasn't very happy. Got it? God, why isn't this working for me? I cried out. I was pretty upset, feeling like a complete failure. And then he spoke to me what, without a doubt, has been one of the most important things I've ever learned. Because all the truth comes to you in seed form, was the word that the Lord gave. So try it on for size. Close your eyes. Say, all of the things that I need,
all of the things that I need,
come to me in seed form. Are you ready for the next level? He continued, for those people who are teaching you, the ones who are giving you all these testimonies of what worked for them, that truth is fruit in them now.
Amen.
But it isn't transferred to you as fruit. It comes to you as a seed.
Amen.
Whether it bears the same fruit in you depends on what you do with it. Because all truth comes in seed form. If you do what they did and abide in my word, that seed will grow in you as well. And the truth will make you free, just as it has in them. I chewed on this for a while. I began to think of all those I knew who were clearly bearing fruit in certain areas of their lives. A former drug addict whose mind was fried immediately began to immerse himself in God's word after giving his life to Christ. For hours each day, he would read, meditate upon, memorize, and speak scripture. And I stress the word speak. Some of you take the word, you mull it in your brain, and it never comes out of your mouth, and there's no creation. Come on, give me an amen.
Amen.
Speak the word.
After only a few months, not only was this young man completely free of any temptation towards drugs, his mind was completely healed.
Amen.
I recall another young man who was set free from poverty. The mentality, having only known extreme poverty up until that point in his life, seeds of revelation were planted while hearing a man speak on true prosperity. Being blessed by God to be a blessing, the transformation of his mind came about as he spent months identifying and meditating upon scriptures on God's provision, sowing and reaping, etc. Before long, that stronghold was broken. And in its place was an incredible faith for finances. He became one of the most prosperous men I know and one of the best givers. The seed principle is about to be given to you. So say, I need ears.
I need ears.
Heart.
Heart.
To perceive.
To perceive.
To understand.
To understand.
To comprehend the scriptures.
To comprehend.
That you're about to drop into my heart, Lord.
Amen?
Amen? I could see the thread. It became what I call the seed principle. A process of growth until fruition. Suddenly I knew I couldn't expect freedom in problem areas of my life if I had not spent time in God's word regarding those areas. You have a work to do and a process. Information seeds must become fruit producing revelations. And for that to happen, you have to tend the seeds. Matthew 13, Mark chapter 4, Luke chapter 8. Got it? Matthew 13, Mark chapter 4, Luke chapter 8. They all recount the parable of the sower, in which Jesus talks in detail about the seed principle. He indicates that the maturity of the seed, his word inside of me, is a growing process. And if that seed is nurtured, just like a natural seed, it will grow to fruition. Jesus summarized the process of tending the seed of his word as follows. Matthew 13:23. Hear, receive the written or spoken word of God. Number two, understand, put these new pieces of God's word together with the knowledge of God we already have for greater revelation. Same chapter, same verse. Number three, accept, receive, and embrace with assent and obedience. Mark chapter 4, verse 20. Receive and embrace with assent and obedience. Number four, Luke 8:15. Hold fast in your tending to the seed. Now the next level, the aborting process. Jesus also mentioned a valuable truth of which we all need to be accurately aware of as we tend to our seed, whether through fear, financial stress, or lust. Satan's primary goal is to get us to abort the process so he can steal the seed. He attacks, and his attacks will be, no doubt, well-timed, sneaking in at our most vulnerable moment in life. Despite the storm that will come to disrupt and challenge our maturation, we must strengthen ourselves in the Lord and hold fast to the confession of our hope. 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. If you continuously yield to the work of the master, potter, he will give grace to help us in our time of need and bring to completion the good work he has begun in us. You'll also be able to look at Hebrews 4:16 and Philippians 1:6. Hebrews 4:16, Philippians 1:6. You've got enough ammunition here to change your life. Nurturing the word. In summary, when we persist in nurturing the Word of God, revelation will come to enlighten and bright truth, to bring truth to us. Ephesians 1, verse 17 and 18. Ephesians 1, 17 and 18. If attended to, guarded, continued in, and meditated upon, the Word of God will bear fruit he has promised. It will. It doesn't say it might. It says it will bear fruit. Galatians 6:9 offers the perfect encouragement. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. If. It's conditional. Yet we look at somebody else and we get so discouraged and we wipe ourselves out and we end up on the emergency ward of the Holy Ghost. Help! Anybody relate? Yes. Thank you. If we do not grow weary, anchor yourself in God's word. Surround yourself with life givers. Did you hear? Yes. There are death givers out there. Yes. There are death givers in the church. Amen. There are death givers in the street. Amen. On the job. It doesn't say to surround yourself with them. No. Anchor yourself in God's word. Surround yourself with life givers who will pray with you, for you, and hold you accountable to standards and God called you to. Continue to abide in him. Abide in his word and you will be set free to become whom God has made you to be and experience the power of your identity in Christ. If you'd like more information, you can go over this and find it on DutchSheets.org. Why do you think I use the paper in order to push this message into you? Because I'm not trying to take credit for that revelation. Dutch Sheets is a man of God that did a work, and he went through some stuff in order to learn it, but I'm giving it to you because I know what it did for me when I read it. Because I've been there. I've had those kind of thought patterns hit me. Oh, look at your progress. Before you teach others, why don't you act your Holy Ghost self?
Amen.
Oh, gee, I thought I was alone. Hear me when I say this. Every single one of you have areas that you don't like about yourself. And there are solutions in God's Word for each one of those areas. But I can guarantee you, you can work yourself into obliviousness. You can entertain yourself into obliviousness. You can sleep yourself into obliviousness. And I'm hitting home. You can cover yourself with a blanket and think, oh my God, somebody's got to pray for me. No! It's not somebody else's responsibility. It's your responsibility.
Amen.
You might have to stop entertaining yourself for a little while.
Amen.
Thank you. What am I saying? I'm saying it may be time to go to the movies tonight. It might be time for you to sit in your favorite chair with your Bible. It might be time to awaken to do things besides the telephone or the cell phone or the television or the CD player or a book. Did you hear me?
Amen.
Quality time with the Lord. You know what? You're going to have eternity with Him at some point. But if you constantly try to satisfy every desire of the flesh, you're going to fail. And then you're going to try to blame the Christians. Well, the church didn't do it for me. They're not supposed to. It's called accountability. But surround yourself with those who are willing to stand with you. And I have a few that I periodically kick in the rear end because they need a little bit of a swift kick. In a gentle way and in a loving way. But you know what? It's because somebody did it for me. I refuse to make them feel happy about themselves if they're in a wrong space. Why? Because I'm not encouraging them to continue what they're doing wrong. But when this man gave this word, I said, my God, this is the absolute truth. How many could relate to it? Thank you. So you see, you have a work to do. Ask him to create a hunger in your heart for what you need. So close your eyes right now. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
You are a counselor.
You are a counselor.
You are a comforter.
You are a comforter.
And I need both.
And I need both.
Create a desire in me.
Create a desire in me.
For the things that I need.
For the things that I need.
To grow up and mature.
To grow up and mature.
And become the man of God. Or the woman of God. That I desire to become. Because you created the desire to begin with. So let it become an important part of my life. To spend time in your word. To confess what your word says about me.
Not my attitude about myself.
And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Share some hugs with each other.